Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we have a video from a school of life. It's called How to Be Warm. So let's take a look at today's sentence. Yet the warmly polite person is always deeply aware that the stranger, irrespective of their status or outward dignity, is a highly needy, fragile, confused, appetitive, and susceptible creature. And they know this about the stranger because they never forget this about themselves. Yet, the warmly polite person is always deeply aware that the stranger, irrespective of their status or outward dignity, is a highly needy, fragile, confused, appetitive, and susceptible creature. And they know this about the stranger because they never forget this about themselves. 那我们首先来看第一个字呢是 polite， polite 呢是指有礼貌的，它的重音在 lit 这边发 i 的音 ，po 发短音 a polite。Polite， 它其实有两种解读的意思。第一种呢，像是我们可以说，don't be rude to people， be polite， 就是你不要对别人这么失礼，你要对人家有礼貌的。那第二种解读的方法呢，就是比如说 A 跟 B 在对话 ，A 说 ，He just called me a beautiful girl， did he actually mean that？ A 就说。他刚刚说我是一个漂亮的女生他真的这样认为吗？那 B 就会跟他说 Nah, he's just being polite. 没有啦，他只是说说而已，只是说他只是在有礼貌的说出这句话，可是不代表他真的这样认为。所以如果你要说 he's just being polite 这句话呢，其实有指的是说他其实并不怎么真心的认为，然后他只是在说他该讲的话而已。再我们要来看的是 irrespective。Irrespective 呢指的是不顾的，我们先来看它的形容词原型是 respective， 虽然这个有 respect 这个字，可它跟 respect 尊敬呢是没有什么关系的。 Respective 呢指的是分别的，像是我们可以说 The boy returned to their respective rooms， 这些小男孩呢分别回到他们各自的房间里。那 irrespective 呢就是这个的反义，那我们可以说是 irrespective of something， 就是说 不论哪一种东西。那我们可以说 An animal lover should love all kinds of animals irrespective of their breed or kind. 一个真正的爱动物的人呢，应该是所有动物呢都喜欢，而不论这些动物的品种啊或者是类别。那再我们要来看的是 dignity。Dignity 呢是尊严的意思，它的重音在 dig 的地方发 dig 的音 ，ni 发短音dignity。Dignity 是尊严，那我们可以说 Most people would rather die with dignity than to live in shame. 大部分的人呢都愿意有尊严的死去，而不愿意就是羞耻的活在这个世界上。那再来我们要来看的是 appetitive。 Appetitive 呢指的是有食欲的，它的名词原型是 appetite。 Appetite 是食欲啊或者是胃口，我们可以说 I've lost all my appetite after I watched that documentary。 我看了那部纪录片之后呢食欲全无。那还有另外一个名词呢，这是 appetizer。 Appetizer 呢你可能会去餐厅点到这个开胃菜，那可能有一些比如说沙拉或者是 baked potatoes 或者是 mozzarella cheese stick， 这一种都叫做开胃菜 appetizer。 appetizer 重音在 a 的地方 ，pe 发短音 ，ti 发 i 的音。最后我们要来看还是 susceptible。 susceptible 呢就是指易被感动的，那我们可以说 he may look like he has a stern heart but he's actually pretty susceptible。 他虽然看起来一副铁石心肠的样子，可是其实呢他是非常容易被感动的。 Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time。Yet the warmly polite person is always deeply aware that the stranger, irrespective of their status or outward dignity, is a highly needy, fragile, confused, appetitive, and susceptible creature. And they know this about the stranger because they never forget this about themselves. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your ratings below and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!